Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He wants to retire because I don't know how it works exactly. It's not by the semester.
Right.
It's like by the – it might even be by the day. Like
uh-huh.
as much – the way that they count – teacher's right. retirement, and I think he is eligible for retirement like midway through October.
Oh, okay,
and I think he's gonna retire.
Retire
midway
fuck
through
this.
October.
Oh yeah, looks yeah. like all right, y'all. Well, peace out.
Yeah. This is gonna they be like find, a Wednesday.
They better find a
like,
fucking sub.
See you later,
Jim and Cindy gonna be cruising their ass
yeah.
off.
Oh yeah,
Julie.
I'm sorry, yeah, Julie. They gonna be cruising their ass off.
Well, the problem is Julie doesn't retire for another year and a half.
Oh,
after
okay.
that. So
we can wait. They ain't getting rid of cruise ships. Yeah, they's building more.
But that's going to be a contentious 18 months because Julie is jealous.
Oh yeah,
Jim's retiring.
Yeah.
Jim is. He doesn't have like a lot of hobbies.
That's what I was going to ask.
Like my dad's retired and now he just makes stuff out of wood every day.
Right.
He's just constantly woodworking, and so he's probably having more fun now than he was when he was working, and he liked his job. Jim plays video games.
Really?
But like,
Jim's a gamer?
He is a bona fide gamer.
Does he have a chair?
He has a chair and a screen.
What does he play?
Everything, you name it. A lot of the sports games, but then nice. Like him and my brother-in-law will get online and play. What's
like role-playing games?
And no, maybe. But like, what are some of the war?
Like Call of Duty?
Maybe. Yeah.
And then there's
something like
the
that.
The other big one, there's some other one. That,
but yeah, they play video games like every night with each other. He lives in Missouri.
That's a lot of fun. If you had to, it's a great way to stay
Jim's
in contact.
A gamer.
Jim's a full-blown gamer.
Wow.
Like he's got his PS5 on his little side table next to his chair. And then they have the big screen TV on the wall, and then he has a little flip-out TV off the wall so he can sit there and play video games, and Julie is in her chair watching TV. And so That's fine.
Right.
But like that's a lot of chairs
right.
sitting around.
Right.
So Jim's gonna need to pick up some sort of hobby.
Jim gonna be gaming all fucking day while Julie's at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. And she'll Julie, come up.
But hey, that's retirement.
Yeah. Julie's gonna come home very frustrated.
Yeah, because
Julie
be,
doesn't like her job.
It's gonna be dirty dishes in the sink.
Oh wow.
All
yeah,
kind of shit.
Sucks.
Yeah, Jim also Jim loves he's a high school chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
And he fucking loves it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like going they live in a small town in Western North Carolina where their family has lived for like eight generations. They live on a road that's named after her grandfather who built the fucking road. At the end of the road is the Baptist church that they founded.
Right.
Like it's all
them. It's all Davis.
All the fucking stereotypical small town Southern stuff you can think of all takes place with them in that town. And so he's been teaching at that school for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Going to dinner with him on Main Street. He's like, It's like going not with
like
the president.
Mayor.
Yeah. Like he can't, and he loves it. Like that.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He eats that shit up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, that's one of my favorite students. He says that about everybody.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Dude.
And then Julie's just fucking, she's an introvert and finds pretty much all that shit annoying.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But so, yeah, it's going to be
They're going to be some fucking cruisers. That's the only thing that's one of the joys I get out of it is talking to cruisers.
Yeah.
Like people who just go all, Like, that shit just...
But you know who
every
also
year.
Doesn't like cruises?
Who?
Julie.
Wow. Oh, well, they're not going
to
cruise.
Jim
then.
Fucking loves them. It's all he wants to do.
They're going to be campers then.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to figure
that out. They're going to figure that shit
out. Is, you know, I'm not talking bad about them. I love them. They're wonderful. But, like, a lot of issues were bubbling to the surface when we were on vacation a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I was like, you guys need to sit down and talk about
this
shit.
They've been together so fucking long. Yeah.
Don't just be passive-aggressively dropping shit on me. Like, it's none of my business.
Yeah, put you in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, boy, Jim, can you teach him how to golf, Andy? He needs a hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fucking tell me what. I don't. It's not my job.
So I, just like I said yesterday, man, went to practice last night, had to show these girls how to slide again. And
yeah, there you go, bro.
Oh man, raspberry.
You,
you
must
serious. Have done that on turf.
No, I was in grass.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You all in, huh?
Mowed grass. Not gonna lie, left knee's a little sore.
Hell oh, yeah.
That might have been like sprinting.
You're fucking older.
Not old. That is not.
You're
that,
older, man. You can't. Motherfucker, you can't slide like this. These girls are 10 years old.
Look,
you
know, I took my phone.
Yeah, it's already hurt right
I
now.
I handed it to Olivia. I'm like, all right. Look.
Was it a good slide?
Oh, yeah. Textbook.
Okay, textbook slide. Okay, good. It just hurt and broke
well,
the skin.
Well, because I'm teaching them the very, very
basics. Did you have shorts on or did you wear pants? Or
no, it was shorts, and I had gone and bought some shorts earlier, in, like right after I got off work, and I got the wrong damn size. So I actually had to slide them on nice shorts that I was wearing just because they needed to be shown. You know, but it's the very basic, most basic of slide. Like, you teach fundamentals, like keeping your hands in the air.
Like
and
the figure four, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you set it up. Like, we get on the ground,
yeah.
And I tell them, hey, make
try
a
to land
fork,
here and there. Right.
Lay back with your arms up. This is how we slide. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but hey.
But so basically what we worried would happen.
It happened. You got hurt.
What? You got injured.
I'm not hurt.
You're wounded.
You're wounded.
You're
scrubbed up over there.
You had to treat that
shake
wound
off.
When you got home.
It burned like hell in a shower.
I bet it did.
I bet it fucking did.
I bet it did. That's always the worst part of when, if ever I do like the half marathon I did a couple of months ago or training for that stuff, is like I run, you don't feel where the friction may have taken place.
Yeah.
And then you get in the shower and the hot spots, like, oh, God, mark that shit. You know,
yeah, it's painful.
Dude.
Sorry about that, Bo.
It's fun. You know, I don't regret it one bit. I'll go slide again next time we have practice if they need me to. We have a game Friday night at 7:45 p.m. Prime freaking time. It's the only night game we've had all season, though. Right. So if anybody out there, you want to come on by Pinckneyville Park Friday night. So we'll be out there till, hell, like, damn 9:30.
Wow.
But it's a Friday. So.
And it's going to be really nice. Like, it'll be nice and warm. It's supposed to be.
Then it's supposed to rain Saturday for Tara's pinning ceremony, which
I used to love when we would get, because, you know, you play Little League, you never know what time the game, you might get a 5:30 game, you might get a 7:30 game, whatever. It would be so fun to play under the lights.
Oh, yeah, that's, we don't get to very often at all.
When the season, because you saw it last night on TV, if you watched the Mariners Braves game, it's cold as shit there this time of year still.
When I was looking, we were watching the game, man, Sam, I was like, oh. Kind of chilly out there.
High 40s last night.
Yeah, and that's pretty normal. It'll
in May?
Yeah, I mean, it is May. It'll be May tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never know. It's probably more low, like high 50s, low 60s this time of year.
Yeah, 50s when the game started, I think.
It's maybe a little colder than normal, but it's not unusual.
Does it ever get 100s in NCO?
Very rarely. Yeah. Very rarely. We were out there 3 summers ago when it had like the hottest 3-day stretch ever. It was 100 degrees for three days in a row.
All right.
Nobody has.
I love that.
Nobody has AC.
I love that.
They don't
stadium.
Have AC in Seattle?
Nobody has AC. Because it never happens.
Right, right,
happens.
Right, right.
So my mom's house, like the candles melted.
Damn.
Like all the candles were melted because it was 95
that's
inside.
Crazy.
So we went down in the basement. She has a basement and like part
break
of
out
it.
The box
there's no
fans.
Windows. Yeah, box fans. And yeah, it was okay down there. But yeah, no, it doesn't.
I love that open air stadium. Is that a retractable roof?
Yeah.
Why in the Sam hell would. When Truist Park was built, would you not have made a retractable roof stadium? It's like $10 million more. Spend it. It rains more in Smyrna than it does any other place in Georgia.
Really? Not only that, it rains right there.
There.
In
on
Smyrna.
Top pocket.
Right
on top
in Smyrna. It rains
yeah.
more
right
there
on top of it.
Than it does
it's
at my
like
house.
A rain pocket or something.
It is. It's a rain shadow. Dude, it's an urban one.
You talk about
by the
no.
Oh, really?
The,
is that what? Yeah. Is that what? So
partially.
All this dust and smog coming from Atlanta makes the rain in Smyrna? Basically, or?
Well, and all, the convergence of all the highways and all that
really?
Stuff, and the geography. I mean, it's all a combo of it. But yeah, no.
My wife does the same shit now. It irritates the hell out of me because like in the Philippines, it'd be so fucking hot. And you go to grandma's house, it is nothing but fucking fans.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's blowing. Like she opens up our window and then opens up the other window and puts the fan in front of the fucking window. That's what happened when I left this morning. Like, Sean, we got AC. Like, she does, oh, she is the fucking worst. She does this. She turns off the fucking AC. She turns off the AC when she leaves the room and go downstairs. So by the time I get back upstairs, I don't go back upstairs once I leave in the morning. But it'd be 75 fucking degrees upstairs.
Oh, it's too hot.
Like, it's hot as fuck up here.
It's way too hot.
That's what I leave my AC on in the summer.
She don't leave. Yeah, she's, I told you, she's cheap as fuck, man. Cheap as fuck.
I just don't mind it. I will put it at 74 now because kids will start complaining. So I'll go 74. But it's a two-story house, and, dude, it's freaking expensive to heat and cool.
Yeah.
Freaking two-story house.
Yeah, we try to leave it off as much as possible. Our lot's really shaded, so that's nice. So
that's
house
great.
The stays pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I'm like,
we got it. We have AC for a reason.
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees every day for 3 months straight. I mean, we live in fucking Georgia.
It's hot. So. But that's why I say you can leave the fucking AC on. It's okay, sweetheart.
Yeah, right.
It's okay.
Well, if you leave it on, the house kind of gets to a level and kind of stays there.
Yeah,
for the
it's
most
much
part.
Better to just leave it on, set to a temperature.
Then if you're opening the windows and doing all that kind of stuff, turning it off and on and all that kind of stuff, then it has to work harder.
Yes, the window with the...
My wife, when we lived in Boston, would have, in the wintertime, would have a box fan in the window. Mm. It's 20 degrees outside, and she has a box fan blowing. Wow.
Like, I don't know. Like,
what are we
like,
doing?
We have a fan in our room. One of them, she went and got one of these nice-ass, the tall fan that rotates or whatever. So we have that. But, like, people, I had a roommate in college, has the box. I can't sleep with the fan. Like, the box fan right there blowing in his face.
Uh-uh.
Like, how the fuck do you like, I know a lot of people do that shit.
Yeah.
I can't sleep with a ceiling fan on because it blows in my face.
I used to like having a box fan in the room for the noise.
Yeah.
But now it makes it so I can't hear the kids if they like Jack wakes up or something like that. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So no more white noise for me, unfortunately.
Okay. Whenever they're not here, I turn this shit off.
Oh yeah.
Cause we have them, everybody has one in their room. Mm-hmm. And it goes all day.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I turn them shits. As soon as, whenever I'm home by myself, and they're gone for the night, I turn every one of them off. Turn all them shits off. I can sleep.
I bet it's like noticeably quieter in the house when you do that.
Yes.
Because all those fans make, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it goes off and it's like, it's fucking quiet.
But when we're on vacation, she plays it on her iPad.
Like
she has, yeah, she has a habit. She can't. She has a habit.
So they, we've gotten her, and it's mostly good. It's a little annoying because like if we go on vacation and we all share the same room, they have a little light thing that plays like ocean sounds,
mm-hmm.
but then the light is like it's some like calming blue color or something like that at night, and then 7 o'clock it turns green, and she knows she's not supposed to come out of her room until it turns green. That used to work. Not anymore.
I will not let some light tell me what to do.
Nothing works right now. We are fully in the middle of a 3-year-old rebellion at our house right now. But nothing works right now. There's not a light that's not going to tell her what to do. Fucking nobody's going to tell her what to do.
What the fuck are you talking about, light, man? I'm going to get up now.
Yeah, I'm going to get up now. Like,
you know what? Right. You're going to get up with me.
This morning, because like, every day we get up. She comes in and jumps in the bed and watches like a episode of whatever, which is fine. Then usually Jack wakes up, give him a bottle. I'm like, hey, what do you guys want? What do you want to have for breakfast? Yogurt. Okay, great. Cereal. All right, great. Today she wanted a small cup of oat milk. And I was like, what are you even talking about?
Right.
Like, why do you even know about oat milk?
Do y'all have oat milk?
Yeah, Ashley puts it in her coffee. But I was like, well, what do you...
That's the only thing you use it for.
I don't think she's ever even drank it before. But I was like,
Ding, ding, ding. Same thing. Why the fuck do we have this oat milk and you don't...
So does she see Ashley put a little bit in her coffee and then she just wanted a little bit?
Must have been some sort of conversation that I missed. Yeah. And I was like, what little cup? She's like, a cup this big. And so I brought her in Jack's cup and she's like, no, that cup's too big. And I was like, all right.
Shot, man.
All right, this is funny now. You got to come with me. Come in the kitchen and show me what you mean. And we don't have cups that small. We didn't have, there was no actual fucking tiny oat milk cup. Like what a specific, ridiculous request. From the princess of the universe.
That's great.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.